Chapter 8, The Hunting of the Great Bear, an Iroquois Tale. Long ago, there were four brothers who were all skillful hunters. One day, during the time of year when morning frost covers the earth, a messenger came to the village where they lived.
"We need your help," said the messenger. "A great bear has come to live in the forest where we hunt. It also comes into our village at night."
The four hunters did not say a word. Instead, they gathered up their spears and called to their dog. Then, with the messenger, they set off for the village. On the way to the village, they noticed that the forest was very quiet. They also noticed deep scratches on the trunk of a pine tree. The scratches had been made by the great bear as it reared up on its hind legs. It had done this to mark its territory. The tallest brother raised his spear to try to touch the highest scratch marks, but he could not.
"Ah, it is as we feared," he said. "The great bear is Nyagwai."
This bear has magic powers," said the second brother fearfully.
"Don't worry," said the tallest brother. "The bear's magic will not work on us if we find its tracks first."
"Yes, that is true," said the third brother. "If we find Nyagwai's tracks and begin to follow them, then it must run from us."
"This sounds like hard work,"
said the fourth brother, who was both chubby and lazy.
"Do we have any food?"
he asked. His brothers ignored him. As the brothers and the messenger entered the village, they were struck by an eerie silence. Only the village leader was there to greet them.
"We have come to help you," said the first brother.
"Do you have any food?"
asked the fourth brother.
"Pay no attention to him," urged the oldest brother. "We will find this great bear."
"I wish you luck," said the village leader. "When we follow the great bear's tracks, they disappear."
"Do not worry," said the second brother. "Four Eyes can track anything anywhere."
Four Eyes licked his master's hand. Four Eyes had two black circles on his head, one above each eye.
"Let's go,"
said the first brother.
"What, no food?"
exclaimed the fourth brother as he ran behind the others. The four brothers followed Four Eyes. Four Eyes sniffed the ground. They could all sense that Nyagwai was close by. It was important that they found its tracks before it began to follow them. The fourth brother, who by now felt very hungry, took out his pemmican pouch. He opened the pouch and reached in. Instead of food, he found nothing but worms. Nyagwai had transformed the food into worms. Meanwhile, like a monstrous ghost, Nyagwai moved through the forest, planning to creep up behind them. Suddenly, Four Eyes lifted his head and barked.
"We have found you!"
yelled the first brother. Nyagwai began to run. The brothers followed. The great bear ran and ran across valleys and hills. As they ran, day turned to night. Higher and higher they climbed to the top of a mountain. The fourth brother grew weary. He pretended to fall and injure his ankle.
"You must carry me," he said.
Two of the brothers lifted him up while the other one carried his spear. The great bear began to tire. So did the brothers. Eventually, Four Eyes got close enough to the bear to nip its tail.
"You can put me down now,"
said the fourth brother, who was nicely rested. The brothers put him down. Immediately, he sprinted off in front of his brothers. Minutes later, the fourth brother was close enough to the bear to kill it with his spear. When the three brothers caught up with him, he had already built a fire and was cutting up the meat.
"Sit down. I hope you are as hungry as I am,"
said the fourth brother, smiling. Together, the brothers cooked and ate the meat of the great bear.
"Brothers,"
said the first brother, staring down at his feet,
"we are not on a mountain. We are high up in the sky."
He was right. The great magical bear had led them up into the heavens. Suddenly, Four Eyes began to bark.
"Look," said the second brother.
The four brothers stared at what was left of Nyagwai's body. The great bear was coming back to life. As they watched, it began to run away. Four Eyes took off after it.
Let's go, said the first brother.
The brothers reached for their spears and ran after the great bear. They chased it across the sky. And so it remains. Each autumn, the brothers chase the bear across the sky. When they catch it, they kill it. As they cut up the meat, blood drips down to earth and colors the leaves of the maple tree red. As they cook the bear, fat drips down and makes the grass pale and lifeless.